Hi guys, welcome back to Mind the Gap podcast. I'm your host, Grace Provenzano. We don't have any special guests today, so I hope you enjoy listening to me talk. But we've actually hit a monumental moment for Mind the Gap podcast. This is the first time I've ever re-recorded a podcast, even though that might be a little bit bad because this is like the fifth podcast that's come out. But it's also a monumental moment. The first time I recorded this, I just really didn't say what I wanted to say. Got a little bit too personal, in my opinion. Just because, like, I don't know, I don't like being personal very much. But that's a problem for a different day, which I say a lot, but it's true. Anyways, my topic for what I talked about was when I first recorded this podcast was I recently did like a question thingy on the podcast Instagram page, and some of you replied with your topic ideas, and one of them was friendships and maintaining friendships, and I thought I just talked about that poorly. I was not very coherent with what I was saying. I was just kind of rambling and trying to be inconspicuous, but you know, that's not really what people want to hear. People want to hear funny and relatable content, and also want to hear more deeper thoughts, and deeper thoughts in my brain, which does not sound very as impactful as I wanted to, just because I just got distracted. But anyways, what I was trying to say is people want to listen to funny things, but they also want to listen to relatable things. So I was like, how can I talk about this without just feeling like I'm trying to give you advice, you know? Like, maybe I'll throw in a little bit of advice in there for free, you know? A little couple of pointers I've learned over the years, but people just don't want to hear another person like telling them what to do the whole time, which is kind of what I felt like that podcast turned into. And so I will be deleting that voice memo. Anyways, let's talk about friendships. And I don't know if I want to do a disclaimer. It's going to be a very like third person view. Okay, it's going to be a very like impartial perspective. It's not like, it's not a shit talking session, you know. This is what I've found in friendships over the years for myself. And obviously, I've lived in a lot of places. If you don't know, I've lived in 4 states. Maryland doesn't really count because I was only 1. But so I've had my fair share of friendships. And I'm going to start off by saying that I was listening to Emma Chamberlain's podcast today, like I always do whenever it comes out. And she was talking about like relationships and friendships too. And she gave some really unique, not really unique perspectives, but the wheels of my brain turn a little bit, you know, made me think a little bit in my noggin. But I was thinking about something she had to say, and she basically said, like, you have to know who you are and what you're looking for in a relationship and a friendship before you do anything about it. And I think that's really important. Whenever you go into any friendship or any interpersonal relationship, I think it's important that you know what you're expecting and you be honest with yourself about that. And personally, in my experience, I haven't always been honest with myself about what I needed or what I was able to be for other people as well. And that kind of has ended up screwing me over sometimes. But I think the most important thing is you know who you are, and you make sure you are trying to be your most authentic self whenever you're in any kind of interpersonal relationship. And that's really hard sometimes. It's really hard to find out who you are. The person who I thought I was, like, 2-3 years ago is not the person who I ended up turning out to be. And I think that's for the best. But also I think it's because I wasn't open and accepting of my own self. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what I needed from people. And also, I feel this is another thing I've been noticing lately. And it's kind of a bit of a tangent, but also not. It really ties back, so just bear with me. But I've been noticing that life as you think it will be and life that you are shown when you grow up in, like, the media or in books or in, I don't know, just, like, your expectations of life are not actually what they are. And this might just be a me thing, but for example, the easiest example is probably high school. One, because most people can relate to that right now. And two, because it's an easy example. High school is portrayed in media all the time. You think it's going to be some party filled, you'll wake up one moment and day and find yourself, and there may be a little bit of drama, but in the end, everyone will love you, and even if you are hurt by people, you'll come out being stronger, and then one day you'll wear, like, a sexy dress, and then, like, you'll show up to a party, and everyone will be like, oh, like, I missed out on something, like, oh, I can't believe I lost her. No, that's not how life is. That's not how high school is. It's not. Life, in my experience, is not. It's not grand. It's not some big moment after big moment, and you live from the one milestone to the next milestone. I've been realizing more and more you live inside the little moments and the little things you appreciate every day and the little memories you make. And I know a lot of people say that all the time, but I think it's really, if you find the significance in those moments and you think back onto the memories that you made and you reflect on the good moments of your past and sometimes even the hard moments, you realize that's what made you who you are. That's your life. And you can take it or leave it. You can take it for what it is and appreciate the sunsets you saw or the songs you sang while you were driving in the car. And I think that's all you can do. And I think the same thing can kind of be said for friendships. It's not always some glamorous moment. It's not always you guys are like sisters and you're whole, you like are with each other all the time and you talk to each other 24/7 and you live your lives like conjoined together, you know? That's not what a friendship really is, and it's not what any interpersonal relationship really is. It's not, I mean, those can be aspects of the relationship. I'm not saying that any of those things are bad. I'm just saying that at the heart of the relationship, that's not what it is. The heart of the relationship is in the moments where you blare music in your car and roll down all the windows and drive down the highway to the beach and you're singing a song together. And the heart of the relationship is when you're just both laying in bed and talking about stupid shit that matters to you. And the heart of the relationship is when those moments are tough, but they're the person you know you can depend on, you know? And it's kind of a beautiful thing. And, you know, I think a lot of times we tend to downplay life and we tend to downplay those moments and we think we're not doing enough or being good enough or caring enough for other people or working hard enough, or we just try and, especially in today's society, we just try and push past those little moments. And I think that's truly a shame, really. I think it's I think it's hard to make a conscious decision to look at those little moments and realize that they mean so much. I don't know what the fuck that was. Okay, did you just hear that? That was scary. I think that was my ghost. I'm not kidding, there's a ghost in my room, but that's a different episode. But we're just gonna keep going and pretend like nothing happened. Anyways, what was I saying? Oh, I think it's a shame that we downplay little moments in life. And I really think that sometimes you need to take a step back, take a deep breath, and remember. And sometimes it's hard to reflect and remember, and sometimes it's a difficult moment, but life's too short not to remember, not necessarily remember all of it, but remember the moments that were good. No matter if your relationship with that person turned sour, or if you just went your separate ways, I think it's important that even if you don't necessarily care about a person or like a person in that certain manner anymore, whether it be a friendship, a relationship, any other kind of experience you have with that person, that you take a moment to both respect and forgive yourself and remember that you did have good times. And you can look at those good times with a sort of joy and almost tenderness. And that brings me to not my next topic, but kind of what I want my closing-ish, I guess, statement to be, is that if you miss someone, you should reach out to them. And, well, no, here. If you miss someone, you miss them for a reason. You miss them because that relationship meant something to you, whether it be that specific person or just that feeling in general. You miss someone because you had important experiences in life. And I think if you mull over it for a couple of days, don't be impulsive. That's one of my fatal flaws. My dad says give everything 3 days. And after 3 days, you'll realize what the true emotion is lying underneath there. And so, if you miss that person, especially in friendship circumstances, I think it's especially for friendship circumstances, and that relationship wasn't toxic or didn't have a toxic ending, I think you should reach out to them. Even if there's just some unclear business, you know? Even if you just are wondering what they're up to. And I think you have to do that without any animosity and without trying to expect anything more to come of that interaction. You can't expect for what your friendship used to be back. You can't expect each other to connect on that deep and personal level anymore. You can't expect you and that person to have the same amount of devotion and care for each other as you did. But I think if you realize all those things and you think you are reaching out for the right reasons, and like I said, it didn't end in some toxic or unhealthy way, I think it's important that you do reach out to them. And obviously, I'm just another fucking 17-year-old girl sitting in her bedroom ranting almost. So maybe don't take my advice, but also I've seen a thing or two, you know? So I don't know. Maybe it's just, and that's just what I've been thinking. You can take it or leave it. It's just what I've been thinking about. Kind of sometimes. And I've really gotten to a point where every person in my life right now is there for a reason. And I'm very grateful and happy for all the people in my life right now. And there's a lot of situations that I've finally become at peace with, and I can safely and consciously and stably say that I really don't hold any animosity in other areas. And I'm very happy. Like I said, I'm very happy with everyone who's in my life right now. And so, if you're listening to this, know I love you, and I care about you, and that someone cares about you, even if we're not that close. Know that there's people out there who are meant to be your people, and remember to find those little moments in your everydays and hold them and cherish them for what they are, because that's where I believe the soul of life is found, in those little moments. Anyways, I think I'm much more happy with this podcast. It's reaching 16 minutes. It's going to be, if you're listening to this on Saturday when it comes out, happy Saturday. I hope you have a great day. I really need to make an intro and an outro, so we'll work on that. But thank you guys for listening. I hope this was relatable. Let me know if you like this kind of content. Maybe I'll do some more of it, because I like talking about this kind of stuff, actually. I like kind of, like, get on a little bit deeper and talking about things that really matter to my heart and soul. I know I say that in a funny voice, because being vulnerable makes me uncomfortable. So, yeah. Okay. Anyways, love you. Have a nice day. Bye.